My guest at this time is Peter Sprigg, a senior fellow for policy studies at the Family Research Council. He joins me to offer his analysis into a conference that was held, I believe, just over a week ago in Baltimore, Maryland, called Before You Act. And according to press reports, it suggested that the purpose of the meeting was to have scholars come in and try to help create an atmosphere for removing the stigma for pedophilia, even though they officially discourage the practice. And Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
I think the vast, vast majority of Americans would be horrified to hear that anybody's trying to remove a stigma from this. So they feel the stigma is very good to be in the place where it is. What is going on here?
Well, there are people within the psychological and medical community who would like to remove the stigma from what they call minor attracted persons. There are a number of these euphemisms. They talk about minor attracted persons. They talk about age-discrepant sexual relations. And these are simply euphemisms for pedophiles and pedophilia. It's shocking that there are professional people who want to accept this. Now, I should explain that most of these people would say that they do not believe that a child should be forced to have sex. But believe it or not, some of them do believe that children are capable of consenting to sexual relations, whereas the long-standing moral and legal belief throughout Western civilization has been that children do not have the maturity to be able to consent to sexual relations under any circumstances.
Peter, is that the basis then for why there's a quote-unquote stigma, because they think kids can consent to this, or do they have other reasons for why this isn't as bad as the rest of us seem to think it is?
One of their arguments is that children can consent, even those who are, I guess you'd say, the more conservative end of this particular movement, would say that the stigma discourages such people from obtaining treatment. And they argue that people should not be discouraged from coming in and obtaining treatment. But what I've tried to point out is very few of these people are going to fail to come up against a legal problem. If they do not act out in terms of actually molesting a real child, they will likely be using child pornography. And child pornography is also a crime because it exploits the children that are used in making it. Even so-called virtual child pornography actually encourages child molestation by at least some of the people who view it. And so it's very hard to imagine that there are many of these people who do not come up against those strict legal limits.
Peter, in terms of the broad picture here, is this just a very tiny sliver of the psychological community that's on this side of the issue, or is this gaining some traction somewhere?
Well, at the moment, it's a tiny sliver, but I would remind people that 40 years ago, it was a tiny sliver of people who thought that homosexuality should be removed from the list of mental disorders. And perhaps 20 or 30 years ago, it was a tiny sliver of people who thought we should accept that people could change their sex from male to female or vice versa. And yet those have gained acceptance. These pedophile sympathizers are using exactly the same strategy that the homosexual activists were using 40 years ago, which is to go after the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, which is the sort of official list of mental disorders, and try to change what it says about pedophilia. So they're following that playbook perfectly.
And as of right now, it doesn't seem like that's going to change.
The DSM is a major publication that is revised periodically every few years. And the DSM-4 is the most recent one that currently prevails. The DSM-5 revision process is already underway. And a large part of the purpose of this conference was to get input and discuss how they could influence the DSM. So while I don't think that we will soon be seeing people call this a normal and natural variant of human sexuality as they now do with homosexuality, I think we may well see some changes that would move towards destigmatizing pedophilia, and I think that would be very dangerous.
Very troubling for a lot of people, I think. Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
All right, you're welcome.
Peter Sprigg is a senior fellow for policy studies at the Family Research Council. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.